I'm Jen Page.
And I'm John Curtis.
And we're two nerds in a garage. I don't know if our dances are getting better or worse over time.
Were you doing the robot?
I think we were doing some version of the robot.
I was doing a hippie robot.
You said you had a present that you were going to bring out and you didn't bring it.
I didn't bring it.
I knew it. Yesterday we put it where he said, I'm going to bring it out. I said, just put it by my stuff so I bring it out. He goes, no, I'm going to bring it out. He didn't bring it out. See, good morning, nerds. Hi, Jenna. Thanks for joining us. You Jack to join us just in time for me to see me scold Jedi John Curtis here. He's gonna act like he brought it out the whole time. Watch.
What are you? It just fell and I just picked it up.
So what is it? Good morning, Maria, Brian McKee, all you nerds.
What's up, nerds? So without further ado, a present for you.
A present for me?
Yes.
Well, I like the wrapping. It's polka dots. It's so cute.
Thank you, Etsy.
Etsy, getting fancy.
Well, show them, der.
I don't even care what's inside of this. This is my new favorite thing ever in life.
Schitt's Creek.
Oh, yes. I'm sorry, podcast listeners. I just opened up a tin that has the Schitt's Creek
hello,
logo
Christian.
And characters on it. I don't even care what's inside, but I'm going to look inside anyway. I'm going to use this for everything.
I was going to say, I didn't even know about the container.
It's so cool.
That's like an added bonus.
You guys, it's little Schitt's Creek Lego people. I'm gonna die. I'm gonna pee on myself right now.
Hey!
Whoa!
Oh,
whoa.
No!
Moira just fell. Fine, get her. Okay. It has a little Rose Motel background, so I can set it up and have them. I don't see. Here's the problem. I want them to like be on the shelf with this, but I have to carry this tin everywhere.
Right. Give a little.
So you have to buy another one. They're so cute that you gotta remember it's by your face.
Oh yeah.
We need to set up a second camera you can switch to that's a close-up camera for when we show prizes like the ones from Celtic Storm Designs.
Yes.
Y'all ain't getting this. This is mine. Thanks, baby.
Speaking of Celtic Storm Designs, I am going to drink
your giant coffee.
Custom made stein.
Right, Jenna? It's so cool. I love it so much. Christian says it's not a good morning. Is that because you have to go to work now?
Yeah, it's a little hot and a little busy, you know? So I feel his pain soon. But as for now, woo!
Yes, Summer. I'm still stunned, actually. Thank you for joining us. Before we get into our show, I want to...
Oh, yes.
We'll kind of honor this a little more at the end of the show, but
yes.
I do want to mention that Chadwick Boseman's passing and our... Like, it's such a shock and heartbreak to lose somebody that's meant so much to people and has really been changing the world with the kind of movies he's done and the kind of characters. He's been every legendary character, by the way. Like,
he's
Brown,
a superhero.
42.
Yeah. Superhero, super heart. Yeah. He's a super nerd.
He's the kind of guy that when he smiles, like, it just lights up.
Yeah.
I can't even imagine how his family feels, and I think
Brie Larson had a statement about him on Twitter, and it was absolutely beautiful and heartbreaking. So I encourage you to go check it out.
Well, the fact that he was doing all of those movies while he was going through chemo and just
unbelievable. I had no idea. Did you?
No one did.
I was completely blindsided and shocked, and it sucked. It really sucked yesterday.
So at the end of the show, we'll have a little bit more to honor him. But we want to try to keep the show happy.
Yes.
But the ironic thing or coincidental thing or a fated thing is that before this happened, we already had a whole show planned about superheroes.
Yeah.
So we get to honor him in more ways, I think.
Oh, before we get
But Christina
into that.
Clark, yes, that is true. That makes him a real hero. And Summer says Wakanda forever.
Wakanda forever.
We agree. Okay. But before we get into happy things, I have something to say.
I have something to say, too.
Okay.
I have to completely change my life.
Why?
Because she keeps comparing me to Homer Simpson.
Do you have the clip? We should have played the clip. Oh, we failed.
We watch
Homer. No. So last night, John comes home from work. Now, I'll mind you, he's just back at work, so it's very exhausting. He's not used to the new schedule and the new kind of work.
New environmental issues that I'm acclimating to.
But he comes home And I'm like, you need to be in bed by 9 so we can watch our show together. So he does everything and he gets in bed at 9. And I'm like, I turn the show on. And I think it was 3 minutes by the time he was snoring. So then the very thing, next thing I do, I turn on that Simpsons episode. And the episode starts with Marge going, hello, you know, like trying to be sexy. And Homer can't roll over, do the Homer, do what he was doing in the video. He's trying to get over. And then he's like, I'm too tired.
Well, if you come to
yeah.
me.
Yeah. And then she goes, you come to me and do things to.
So I need to completely change my life.
I
what
like,
do you have
it
to
was
say?
So funny. Well, I want to just ask the audience. So Bill and Ted's Excellent, Bill and Ted's New Adventure, I forget what the movie's called, uh-huh. came out yesterday. So audience, am I required to wait for him when he's not going to be able to watch it until next Friday?
I will be away. I will find a way. We will watch it tomorrow. Monday.
Tuesday? Monday. Oh, Thursday? Oh, Friday? We watch it Friday?
Friday.
Everybody's going to spoil it. But here's the thing. It is at the drive-in. But will it be the drive-in still next Friday?
Yes.
Am I going to miss that experience?
No.
I mean, Augie called off, but he took a vacation. Just saying.
Don't bust anybody.
Me and Bill and Ted are
He was genuinely
vacation.
Sick.
Oh, okay. You don't ask for vacation if you're sick. There's Augie now. Augie says he was out by 9. Oh, and the movie is Bill and Ted Face the Music. Appreciate the fact checking.
Look at that.
You did that. Dang it. McKee says I have to wait
yes!
for you.
Yes! Thank you, McKee!
Does anybody think I
On
don't
my
have
side.
To wait for
boom,
him?
Boom, boom,
boom. Maria was out by 8 and she can stay awake. Just saying.
I think our demo is
And she has
our
a
colors.
Baby.
Yeah.
So what's your problem?
Well, you're my 8-month-old.
Jenna says, says nah, don't wait.
Oh, the battle line's being drawn.
You know I'm going to wait, but I'm going to have to avoid all news about it. But yeah. So far, it's positive.
It is. Mm-hmm. Great. Well, remember how when we saw the first Bill and Ted and we were like, oh, it does not hold up. I was really worried about them just falling into old tropes. But
And also, Keanu's become so cool that it's hard to see him being so dopey. But okay, so happy stuff before we bring in our guest.
Yeah, oh. I have one more thing.
Maybe we got to hurry. We have
know,
a lot of stuff. We have a lot of stuff.
Okay, you ready? I'm going to make you feel this. Everyone?
Macaulay Culkin. Hey, guys. Want to feel old? I'm 40. You're welcome. That's a great tweet by Macaulay, by the way. Oh.
Perspective.
Good morning, Dave Hoffman, who says we have to wait for our partners.
There you go.
Oh, we don't wait. He didn't say you don't have to wait unless they ask you to wait. But he shouldn't ask you because you're partners.
Is that paradoxical?
Okay.
All right, now we can move on.
Some happy stuff.
Yes.
So this is fun. I'm going to add this to our stream and hope this all works. Anyway, remember we had the whole Hall & Oates discussion?
Yeah.
And it was hilarious about how you wanted to know their backstory?
Yeah.
Well, did you know there's a Hall & Oates emergency hotline?
What?
Dialing 719-26-OATS takes you to the Call & Oates service where a computer lady will ask you to pick one of 8 Hall & Oates songs to listen to and plays it for you.
Shut up. Did you try calling it?
I did not. I wanted to try it now. Can you try calling it?
Yep. Call
the notes. Your emergency Hall & Oates helpline.
To hear
111,
please press
1.
To hear
Rich
Girl, please press
2.
To hear Manita, please press
3. To hear Privatize, please press 4.
Which one are we picking?
Oh, I'm waiting for it. Privatize. No,
Maneater. Do it. Sorry, I didn't get your response. We are sorry. An application error has occurred.
God, John Curtis, you failed us all.
Come on.
You failed the world. I'm just going to move all our lives here.
Yeah.
Because we have a special guest. We have dragged our friend Patrick Gorman, who's also in our movie Playing with Beethoven. He's one of the stars that's coming out soon-ish.
Ish.
We've got him here with us. If I can figure out how to do all the extra things. Patrick, hi. So I do have Patrick here, but I do want to show a little clip. So before we get into talking to you, they should hear this sound because this is actually in the thing. So we're going to show you a scene and we're going to tell you why we're showing it afterwards.
So did something go wrong or did something go right?
Well, after I put the stones back, I thought, maybe I'll try some of that life Tony was telling me to get.
How'd that work out for you?
It was beautiful.
You want to tell me about her?
No. No, I don't think I will.
You know what's crazy is I hear the voice.
I do.
Patrick, tell our audience, why did we just show that clip? Tell us about the whole thing.
Well, the backstory, of course, that's I'll figure it out. I'll explain to you how it happened. The audition for it, I thought I was auditioning for Cap as an old man, you know, for the audition. And I did. I auditioned. I did a great audition, I have to say. I got the part. I'm flying first class back to Atlanta to do this scene. I knew I had met the Russo brothers before a few years back when they did the Winter Soldier. And I saw a screening at the Academy, and I went up and talked to them after. And they based a lot of that on 3 days of the Condor. And Redford was the bad guy in The Winter Soldier. And I happened to play a part in 3 days of the Condor. And I said, just that, as I mentioned, it's just a bit of trivia, since I played Ray Martin. And they stopped. I thought they were just going to blow it off because it's only have 10 lines in the beginning of the film. And they stopped talking to everybody in the theater and talked to me for a half an hour about 3 days of the Condor and Redford and my character. Anyway, so when I get on the set, all first class, I mean, everybody there, all the actors were famous. There were no extras. There were no nobodies except me. And I went up to them and thanked them before we were going to rehearse. And I said, you probably won't remember this, but Ray Martin is going to play your Captain America. And they said, oh, yes, Patrick. And so they remembered. I didn't get hired because of the connection, but it was neat.
That's crazy. That is
cool. So I rehearse. I see Chris Evans says, what we're going to do is, see, I think up to this moment, the travel, everything. I've got the scene worked out, how I'm going to do it, da-da-da-da. And I'm listening for their direction. And they say, we're going to do something new. So Chris is going to do the scene. And I want you, when you do the scene, I want you to match his gestures, his movement. Huh. It says, okay. Then they explained to me, we're going to this new process. What we're going to do is film you and film him. And then technically we're going to blend you, because I was wondering, I said, I'm playing him as an old man. You know, he's a fit young guy. He's a lot taller than me. He has broad shoulders. I don't really look like him, except it was strange. With the hair, way my hair, we didn't do any makeup. I just combed my hair back. There were moments in the setup and thing where we said, oh, that's Chris. And that, no, that's Patrick.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
And in certain long shots. So what I found out was I'm not going to be, they're not going to see me. They're going to use his voice. I didn't quite understand. I got the idea of blending the two, but how is that going to work? So in the end, I did the scene with Anthony Mackie. Yeah, Anthony Mackie. I did the scene, and I had a real good interpretation. His interpretation of the scene was different than mine, a little bit. But anyway, it went really well. I got to spend a lot of time with Mark Ruffalo and Brie Larson and. I had a car waiting for me. I've never had that before. I had a car pick me up from my hotel, drove me to the set on location, and waited for me. I'm used to getting a driver or something, but then they go get somebody else and run around. No, I had my own driver and everything.
Wow.
But I said, here I've done this thing. I'm first class. It's great. I get to spend all day and talk to Mark Ruffalo for hours and a great thing. It's going to be, they've been doing this film. At that time, they've been doing two films for almost two years. Mm-hmm. And I think, I'm not even going to be in this film. I mean, it's going to be, so I go back to LA and I go to a technical studio where it's all blue green screen and all that stuff, technical mm-hmm. stuff. No other actors, just me. I'm in a kind of a sphere, like an egg.
Weird.
And I play the scene. No other, nobody giving me lines or anything, but I play the scene, the same gestures, and it's filmed from every angle. That is right up my behind, the top, everywhere in this sphere. And I spent all day doing this.
Wow.
And what they used, I'll just add, I know this is kind of jumbled, but I didn't tell many people that I did this. I'm not even going to be in the movie. It's going to be him. They're going to use his voice and okay. I don't know how they're going to do it.
Well, I want to show a video of this because we actually have it, and you can talk through anything. But basically, guys, this will show you side by side our Patrick Gorman and Old Man Cap.
Yeah, there you. Yeah, you see, that's me.
That's so cool.
And then they'll show Cap next to him. Now, did Cap have makeup on at all?
He had a little bit, but not. It didn't make him up for age.
That's all computer generated on his face.
That's me. That's my age, Mark.
That is
there,
so cool.
You see, that's me. I mean, that's me.
Yeah, we don't even know.
But they're just slowly turning him into. That's crazy.
You know,
it's very cool.
Yeah, here's the great thing. The reason it worked is, as I said, I didn't tell many people that I did this because I wasn't even sure I'd get a credit for it.
But
I did get a good credit. Here's the thing. I talked to two actors that I knew really well. I hadn't seen them alone separately, and they didn't know each other. And they both said the following. They said something in a variation of, you know, we just saw Avengers Endgame. And the funniest thing happened, you know that last scene? I kept thinking of you.
Oh, I love it so much.
That's the honest to God truth. And when I saw it,
you should say that.
It was, I could say there are moments where, yes, because they used not my, they used his interpretation of the scene, but they used some of my intonations.
Yeah,
you know,
I definitely mixed your voice in because I hear it now. It's weird,
and the skin tone is all mine. It's my, you know, gobbly neck and hands and skin and all that. Well, they use that.
Props to the VFX department for sure.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Props to you. I know it's been a while since the movie came out, but since we were doing the superhero show, and we've just started having guests. I was like, we had to have you on. So thank you for joining us and telling us the story. It's awesome. I love it. We love you.
Patrick, thank you.
Bye. Oh, man. I just love it. It's so freaking cool.
I had never seen that.
Jenna and Zach both say how cool it is. Mm-hmm. We agree.
I never saw that side-by-side stuff. I don't know how you find that.
What's crazy is I actually learned that he did Old Man Cap because something came in my news feed. There was a video, and I was like, Patrick Gorman.
You saw him through a news story?
Yeah. So this was like a year or whatever time ago, right? And I emailed him. I'm like, you've been holding out information? He's like, oh, I guess the cap's out of the bag.
Oh.
Oh. Okay. Well, it's time to get into our fighting.
Let's fight.
I have a feeling there's going to be a huge fight today.
Oh, there's going to be a huge fight.
You just spit on me. Did you guys see the droplets?
Okay. So lead us in.
Today, on Two Nerds in a Garage, we present to you our favorite female-led superhero movies.
Yes.
So something like Avengers doesn't count. It has to be a lead. It could be a girl and a guy if the girl is equal to the guy in the movie. Like, I don't know. There's not a lot of those. But if it was like Batman and Batwoman, that could count.
Yep.
Batman with Wonder Woman does not count. Okay.
based on that criteria,
he did not follow the rules.
Okay, I'm rearranging my order just so I can get the fighting out of the way right away.
No, let's do our number fives first.
Okay. Birds of Prey, baby.
Birds of Prey Birds is on my list is number three.
Well, Margot Robbie, not Roby, not Augustine, can do no wrong. She is an amazing Harley Quinn and so iconic. I don't think anyone, it's going to be generations
before someone comes along. We have talked about Birds of Prey on the show when it came out. And the big sort of takeaway for me was I didn't think I was going to like it. We just saw it. Mm-hmm. It was way better than my expectations. She was fantastic. And it was better storytelling than Suicide Squad by far. It was also directed by a woman.
Yes.
And produced by women.
Mm-hmm. Margot Robbie as Harley Quinn is super hot.
Okay. She's a crazy clown, but if you're into that kind of thing, I've been going about this all wrong.
Let's throw around some Halloween ideas, you know? Just putting it out there.
All right, so my number five is Captain Marvel, which I know is higher on your list.
It is.
It's probably like your number one.
I don't want to say, but it is.
Yeah, I figured. It's my number five. I didn't love it like you did. I thought it was great. I thought it was a fun time. I think Brie Larson's great.
How you cannot watch that moment where she stands up as a small child, then a teenager, then a young adult, and then I was like, just how can you not think that's one of the best moments
in cinema? I don't even remember that moment, so.
You make my brain hurt sometimes.
I'm very happy though they're gonna have the first Black woman to direct a Marvel movie will be for Captain Marvel 2.
Who?
I forget the name, and I looked at it six different times because I was, but you know me and names in quarantine. Number four.
All right. I was going to say Mila Jovovich as Alice in all of the Resident Evil movies, but I was told I had to pick one of them. So I might as well pick the first one, even though I remember the one where she blows up the ship at the end. Better. So here's where we fight.
Alice is not a superhero.
She is a superhero.
And even if you want to say
she's got superpowers.
Okay. But it's not a superhero movie. But you never say, I'm in the mood for a superhero movie and I'm going to put in Resident Evil. No, you say, I'm going to want to watch a horror movie. I'm going to watch a thriller. I'm going to watch a zombie movie. You never call
it. It is a zombie movie.
But you don't call it a superhero movie.
But it's a superhero fighting zombies. You have superpowers. It's a superhero movie. Well, come on. Come at me.
Hoffman says his brain is hurting. What? I'm not going to argue too hard because I do have one on my list that he could potentially say is not a superhero.
McKee,
as well.
Twice
she
in a row.
She is a superhero, McKee. I know you're in love with John. It's fine. You're always going to agree with him.
Not true. He agrees with you all the time.
Nah, he mostly agrees with you. But the key wasn't just picking a superhero female. The key was picking a superhero movie
led
by a female.
It is a superhero movie.
It's not a superhero movie. Yes, fine. I'm going to give it to you because I have one that you're going to probably argue too. My number two. My number four.
Yes.
My number four is Kick-Ass.
I wanted to choose it, but it didn't meet the criteria.
It stars female Kick-Ass. Now, her and Dad are equal, yes. But she is what makes the movie. She is the star of that movie.
No, she's not.
Yes, she is.
She's Hit Girl.
I know, but she is the star of the movie.
The movie's name is what?
I don't remember anybody else in that movie.
What is the name of the movie?
It doesn't matter.
The movie's name is Kick-Ass.
I don't remember anybody else in that movie.
But the guy.
Hey, at least I picked a superhero movie.
I cannot believe you think the movie Kick-Ass, starring the guy who plays Kick-Ass, is a female-led movie. That's the most insane thing ever.
At least it's a superhero movie.
Okay. Obviously.
What's your number four?
What? Can we get some audience in on this? Because that is insane.
I don't know. Maria says, I love Hit Girl.
Hit Girl, too. I wanted to include her on my list because I thought she was so good in that movie.
Maria,
I want to see it.
But Maria also says Batman doesn't have powers and is a hero. Mila's totes a hero. So she's both right and wrong.
Help. Do I have
Smith
to write it
on
your piece of paper?
Smith is on your side. Marvel DC not have an exclusive on superheroes.
Thank you.
But here's the difference. Here's what I'm saying, though.
What is today? But we need to record this.
Not one of you. If I said, hey, what's your favorite superhero movie? Not one of you would have ever said Resident Evil, including you.
But I literally thought about this list. It was like, oh,
no, you thought about Alice. No. You thought about women. You said, what women do I like? You didn't say, what superhero movies do I like?
They had to have powers.
I literally went, what superhero movies do I like? And then, which one of those have women? You went, which women do I like?
Said Len.
And I'm going to force it into being a superhero.
Okay, my number three is really going to make...
So what was your five was Captain Marvel.
No.
No, your five was what?
Birds of Prey. My four was Alice. Is in Resident Evil as a superhero.
Three is.
And my three is, get ready, The Craft. Okay.
All right, first of all, now, which one of those women are the lead?
Okay, it's Robin Tunney.
And what makes her a superhero?
She has magical powers.
Okay, also, when is the last time you watched The Craft?
I watch it every time it's on cable because I love
you
that movie.
You always say you watch it as on cable. You don't have cable.
But when
you
I
don't have cable.
I did have cable. Listen,
how
I
many times
watching,
have,
if
no,
I came across it on
no.
if I came across it on Netflix right no. now, I would watch it.
Bull shark. You reach it. You go and search out Avengers and you watch it on your phone at night. You've never gone, I'm going to watch The Craft.
Okay. You know
you don't actually like that movie. You're full of crap right now.
No.
I knew
you know how No. Listen. You know how you scroll.
Justine says The Craft is not a superhero movie.
But it is. They have powers. Listen, you know how you're scrolling through Netflix.
Also,
what
good
do we
morning,
watch?
Justine. Welcome to the crazy
time. What do we watch? Oh, there's The Craft. I'm going to watch it. But
okay.
Click.
So when we go to sit down and watch a movie, I'm going to ask him, hey, do you want to watch Wonder Woman today or The Craft?
I would want to.
He's not going to pick The Craft.
I am
going to
pick The Craft because I've watched Wonder Woman recently, so I wouldn't want to watch it again. I would watch
this
The Craft.
This is actually a very funny question, Jenna. John, do you pay attention to rules for these games? Here's the thing. John is the most stickler for rules of games ever. But when it comes to our show, the rules are whatever he wants them to be. But if we're playing a game and you don't follow the one rule in a game, he will flip the board in anger.
Because let's do something properly if I'm going to win.
Can that not apply to our show?
Listen, I might give you a little leeway on The Craft. But Mila Jovovich is a superhero in Resident Evil.
Fine. But I like the Dave Hoffman says powers do not equal hero. What makes a hero? Let's define that right now, guys. What makes a hero? Mila could maybe fit in there because she is saving the world. Okay? But The Craft, which one of those people are saving the world?
It's the origin story of a good witch. Uh-huh. Thank you.
It hurts.
Uh-huh.
All right, so let's go recap where I'm at. My number five was Captain Marvel. My number four was Kick-Ass. My number three was Birds of Prey. My number four is Wonder Woman. Directed by Patty Jenkins, starring Gal Gadot.
Wait, you're not your number four. You're number two.
My number two, I'm sorry.
Yes. Which is my number two.
Yes. Now, see Wonder Woman, actual superhero. Wonder Woman movie about a superhero. I'm actually setting myself up to have a really big argument against myself for my number one, so I probably should back off of you.
Oh, but it's on. Oh
but as
God.
Far as Wonder Woman goes, that's most women will tell you that the scene where she's walking across no man's land.
Oh my God.
We
most women, most guys.
Well,
you have it, yes.
Guys have had superheroes for a long time,
yeah. Okay.
Which we have to actually get into why this is a topic today after we argue about movies.
Right.
When she walked across, I didn't even realize what was happening. I just saw all of a sudden my eyes started leaking and like, I was like, what? Why is this making, talking about
so
it now
cool.
is making me want to cry.
It's
not about
so cool.
No, it's not about cool. Let me have my, quit being a man and jumping in when the woman's trying to tell her story. You've had your stories for 200 years.
Podcast audience, I just locked my mouth and threw away the key.
But yet he's still talking. That lock is broken. but for women though, it was a very powerful, it was the first time we'd ever seen a woman hold the screen like that, like literally talking to you about like now, it's like hard to speak. You could not have had that same feeling.
Agreed.
But yes, it was also cool. I'm going to back up here. Jenna says number one, Wonder Woman for her. Justine, do you consider Harry Potter a superhero series?
Justine, that is not...
No, it is not a superhero series because there's not one person becoming. Yes, is he a hero in some way? Sure, but it's different. Dave says about Wonder Woman, that scene is so powerful.
So I think we just defined superhero movies then.
Which also means my number one is not probably one.
So they have to have been a comic, essentially.
Possibly, yeah. But then mine is still kind of number one.
Female-led. We should have defined it differently. God dang it! Why do you have to say that, Justine?
I also want to say, because we are honoring Chadwick today, another scene in a movie that made me feel that way about Wonder Woman, which I couldn't pick because Black Panther, he is the lead, but the women.
Oh, the women in that movie are.
But there's a scene though, the scene where the women are, they're in a car, there's a car chase happening and there's like all this action and they're in the car driving, all that stuff is happening. I literally had the same reaction to Wonder Woman, right? Just tears coming down, and it's a hero movie. I should be like, yeah, yeah, yeah. But I was like crying and I realized, we don't see women in that role either, whether intelligent, smart women who are just happen to be badasses, yeah, who are doing the action, who don't need to be angry or mean or any, you know, like,
yeah, yeah,
need to avenge something, you know?
Right.
So props to those ladies and to Chadwick. Okay, so what is your number one?
Well, as we said earlier, Brie Larson can do no wrong in my eyes as Captain Marvel. Ah, oh, so great. With an Air Force background.
He still
Thanks,
hasn't
Dad.
Watched Room.
So
you still haven't watched Room.
I still haven't.
If you like Brie Larson so much.
Fine, I'll watch that before The Craft.
Yeah, you should, because it's Thank a far you. Superior movie, mm-hmm. by far. Summer agrees with me on the, yes, the car chase on Black Panther was so good. A little Chadwick love from Justine. My number one, it is controversial.
Man.
But it has, so but much. The reason I had to pick it is because it has my favorite hero lead woman that's ever existed in time so far. So I had to pick it.
What is it?
You have a guess on what it is?
No, I have nothing.
My favorite superhero led movie that's not really a superhero, but she is a hero and she's super, so is The Force Awakens. Rey is my
You gave me stuff for The Craft.
Yeah,
and you
no,
chose
no. I said you could possibly have Mila. The Craft is not a superhero movie. Mila, you can define as a. We can argue about that, but we can define it.
I'm gonna go as far as to say, Mila Jovovich as Alice is more of a superhero than Rey is in Star Wars.
No way, because Rey has her whole origin story as she finds her powers, and then as she has her powers, she goes to save an entire galaxy of people. That is a typical superhero story.
You can't help.
Also, you love Rey, so if you
argue, I love,
and
that's
I'm
why
I'm gonna hold it against him for the rest of his life.
Yes, protest too much.
But I do agree. I but as we were having the argument, I was like, even when I put it, I was like, this isn't really a superhero movie, but I could not have Rey the movie read by Leigh.
I love Rey.
I couldn't.
I love her.
I couldn't.
I'm not gonna argue too much on that one.
Dave Hoffman agrees and says Star Wars is 100. Is that 100 or 1% superhero movie? I'm not sure if he's agreeing with me or disagreeing with me. Smith agrees with you. He agrees with John about Mila versus Rey.
Thank you.
You're just lucky you had
me. You meant 100%.
Back on Bree. So watch Unicorn Store. Did you watch Unicorn Store? I did watch it. It's a little bizarre.
It's bizarre.
It's directed by Brie, stars Brie.
Yeah.
It's not, Room is still the next movie you need to watch.
Okay.
Because Room is outstanding. If anybody hasn't watched it, you're missing out. Maria, you should have started this list without rules, apparently. But here's why I want to talk about this today. And I think I have all the memes up. So I'm going to share my screen here.
I haven't seen that.
Okay, so this is what happened. Marvel's, I don't know if they announced She-Hulk. I don't really know what happened because I was so bothered by what followed this frame.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's get into a bunch of guys whining about things.
What?
Why everything got to be about women? Who cares about women's rights? Hulk doesn't need to be a girl. She-Hulk existed before these movies even existed, you idiot. I should call their names out too. Holden Burris, there we go. Aiden Ronquist, why everything in Marvel gotta be about female now? Guys, I'd like to remind you that since the beginning of movie time, men have been the leads of movies. We literally did this exercise to find the female superhero movie because it was not easy. There's not a lot. That's why we're even arguing over it. Does it even count as a superhero movie?
Right.
Because there's not a lot, you whiny little poops. Mace, Me Too movement, and now all the male heroes are gone. Somehow I think Marvel's just took a wrong turn.
Oh my God, does it go on and on
so
and on?
I'm going to give you a few more, yes. So She Thor, and now She Hulk. She Cap, question mark?
Well, I don't think he's being, like, he's just wondering, hey, maybe I would like a She Cap to
okay,
come out.
Okay, great. Yeah. But his not name, that I'm defending. His name makes me feel like he's more of a chauvinist, so I'm sorry I did that. Why are you turning every superhero into a girl? No one asked for that. I asked for it.
Maybe half the population guy? Maybe more than half the population. I think guys want to see way more like female-led superheroes.
Jonah Bai, stop making a she version of everyone. At least add new female characters. She Hulk was a character before the movies, you imbeciles. Aaron Rojas, first they lost the rights to Spider-Man and now they're focused on female heroes too much. What WTF, Marvel? Terrence Matthew, smack my head, political war in Marvel, 85% male-driven fan base, 3% women, yet female She-Hulk. Okay, first of all, you have more of a fan base than 3%, I guarantee you. Secondly, John will see every female-led superhero movie and probably like it more than the male ones. So you chauvinists need to go back in your hole.
But can we stop real quick?
Okay, because now I'm on the happy things, okay. So it's fine.
Say smack my head, because that's shake my head.
I didn't say either of those.
You said smack my head, the SMH.
Oh, no, you can use it either way.
No, you can't.
I always use it as, oh, my God.
No, it's shake my head.
I don't care how you want to use it. We can use it however we want. You didn't make up the rules. I mean, you make up all the rules on the show.
I'm just saying, make up the rules? Everyone in the world is referring to it as shaking their head.
Dave says, these are all fake fans that know nothing about Marvel Comics history. Just want to complain. Yep. Smith, what isn't Captain Marvel Captain America? No, actually, those are different. There's a Captain Universe, a Captain Marvel, a Captain America.
Wait, Jason, you've never seen Captain Marvel?
No, he's asking, is it Captain Marvel the same as Captain America? Like the female, is it Captain Marvel the female Captain America?
No.
That's what I'm saying. No, it's not. She's her own thing. Christina Avina, John's right about what?
I don't know, but I like that comment.
Probably about the shake. She likes shake your head over smack my head. And McKee, I prefer more women superheroes.
Yes.
Fist bumps.
This is the Nerdy News Week.
Did you just flip our audience off?
No, I said
Well, he pew-pews his sister, so I think this is his way he flips things off. Jen Steen, really quick, women have the superpower to grow a human life. That's right.
That's right.
And men have the superpower to annoy the crap out of us.
Those dudes must not have sisters or moms or like.
Jen is so smart. Forget about those fools. What would your Schitt's Creek tin of happy? I will. For those of you just tuning in, I got a Schitt's Creek tin of happy from my baby.
Legos.
I don't know if I want to take them out and set them up or carry them around with me and open them
you
up.
Need
and,
to, when you I need to take them out, set them up so you can use your Schitt's Creek
I know, container but for I kind of also want to take them around with me for and mints. Then just open it up. And
if you open that up in the store for mints, I'm telling you.
You just need to buy me a second one.
Throw me up on the screen. Throw my Chrome up.
Okay, you're on the screen.
Dungeons and Dragons gets a combat wheelchair. So you think, you know, Dungeons and Dragons, everyone's represented. But not really.
I like
you can't
it.
Really be, you know, disabled and participate, you know, in the fantasy world. But now you can.
I like it.
This wheelchair, okay, has powers itself, you know, it has like gems, sensors, and the armrests that you know, have to concentrate on moving that much. Anyway, they're incorporating that. There are stats that go along with this wheelchair, and they've already got figurines made
That's
for
cool.
it.
That's cool. Here's my thought on it, though. I feel like more able-bodied people will want to be the wheelchair people, and more disabled dungeon players will want to, be the players that run, leap, and stuff. Yes. I'd be curious. I don't think if we have any disabled folks listening to us, I'd love to hear your thoughts on that. It's an interesting topic.
One of my favorite novels is *The Sleeping Dragon*. It's about Dungeons and Dragons and this group of people, and this kid in a wheelchair loves playing it because he gets to be someone who can run around with an axe and, you know, use his legs. Now, reverse that. Maybe now he can be himself. So who knows what the, you know.
I'm actually going to put a, try to get us a Dungeons and Dragons player who's disabled to come on and talk to us about.
Oh, that'd be really cool.
Yeah.
What you got?
I have so much. Okay, first
Wait,
of all.
Jason Smith, what about the wheelchair?
Oh, Jason Smith, this wheelchair equals I used to be quite the adventurer until I took the arrow in the That's actually a really funny way to play it.
Yeah. That was great.
So first and foremost, for those of you who have not watched Cobra Kai yet, it is now on Netflix, season 1 and 2. If you are not, if you have not watched this by our next show, there's going to be shaming because
there's no nerd shaming.
So if they don't watch it this week, they ain't going to be shamed.
Nope. Maybe their lives are busy. Ooh, touche, rebuttal.
Your lives are not that busy. It's quarantine. Watch Cobra Kai.
It's so good.
It's so good. And you got to be prepared because season 3 is going to be on Netflix. So you got to be ready.
Yes.
And then what else do we have? We have, there's a first look at Disney's Raya and the Last Dragon starring Kelly Marie Tran.
Ooh. Oh.
It's pretty sexy.
Wait, Rose? There. Rose gets a movie?
Rose is getting a movie.
Good.
It's a cartoon movie, but
good.
She's getting a movie.
Make up for the lack of her in the Skywalker.
Maria says she misses watching TV. There's too much Baby Einstein in her house.
Uh-huh.
I remember those days where you would watch, like, you know, say like The Lion King or Little Mermaid, and it would be the only thing that would play in your house all day, and you wanted to kill things.
Hey, what's
Hoffman, good to know you've gotten through season 1.
Very
season
good.
Two, here he comes, he says.
Better and better and better. Okay. So I'm going to try to get you to play Sims 4.
Why?
What would you think if you could just explore Batuu and all of its characters in Sims? What?
I just don't think it's fun to like sit there and play with myself. I want to play with other people. That's why I like Rogue Company and
SMH
Royale. more news. So, Christina Clark, you still on? Because this news is for you and any 90s babies. Powerpuff Girls, who are now 20-somethings and have to decide if they will come back together and save the world, is going to actually be a cartoon that's coming out.
Wait, what?
It's a live-action series, CW Powerpuff Girls.
Oh, I like the Powerpuff Girls. I'm in. We watch that together?
I actually wish it was a cartoon version, though, of 20-somethings, because it's going to be CW, and they're going to be all soapy and dramatic. But of course, yeah, I'm going to watch the pilot. Duh, of course. Of course. It's Powerpuff Girls. Another thing that, I wish I had that. Well, it doesn't matter. Another interesting nerd news that happened is Disney is now developing a new live-action Haunted Mansion movie.
Oh, that just makes me black.
So they remember the original one with Eddie Murphy? And then they made Pirates of the Caribbean. And they actually made Pirates of the Caribbean and Haunted Mansion at the same time. Like, those came out the same year, I think. And Pirates just took off into this like billion-dollar industry.
You said Eddie Murphy came out with a Haunted Mansion movie?
Yeah, you don't remember this? We've had this talk on the show.
Oh, well,
his memory is just.
Anyway, my same reaction.
Well, I'm wondering now if they're going to make it like try to make it less cheesy and make it more sort of grown up. It would work better.
I'd rather see. No way, Disney.
Yeah, I'm just saying it would work better.
When was the last time Disney came out with a horror thriller?
Justine says Powerpuff Girls all the way. okay, well, since you love Resident Evil so much, you'll be happy to know that...
Sure. You have Resident Evil news?
Yes.
What?
There will be a Resident Evil series on Netflix. They've gotten Andrew Dabb, who's the...
What?
Andrew Dabb is the Supernatural showrunner. He's going to showrun it.
I couldn't have planned that. What? Oh!
So you're going to want to watch every episode because you love that superhero movie so much, right?
Yes, I do.
I actually really like Resident
superhero
Evil.
Superhero TV show.
It's not a Resident. I mean, it's not a superhero movie, but
it is.
But I'll
is,
watch
but
it.
But it is.
I love it.
But it is.
I thought that J. August Richards had a really beautiful Instagram post about Chadwick. Maya Angelou said, "People will never forget how you made them feel. You made us feel powerful. You made us feel strong. You made us feel great. You made us feel like heroes. We love you, Chad. Rest in power, King." Oh. Well, I really wanted to end with this really lovely, beautiful, you've probably all seen it, but you should watch it again. I'm gonna put the link in here. If you haven't watched this video, or even if you have, I would encourage you to watch it again, because
I haven't even seen it.
We'll watch it after we go off, but it's funny. But I was watching it last night, and just the power that you reminded of how much Chadwick meant to people and Black Panther and everybody.
He's only been around long enough for people to just really start loving him, like love him, like an inspiration. And now just he's gone suddenly. It's terrible.
Yeah, it's so we will end this then, I guess, without the video, without this sort of bringing you guys up. But thank you for watching us. We send out love and prayers and all the good stuff to his family, that they get through this the best they can. There's just no way.
It's
a terrible, terrible thing. But
being with us here.
Yeah. And to his family too, I think that they can rest well knowing that he put so much into the world while he was alive.
Footprint that he left.
So we will end with all of that good stuff. But I guess, we got to give a
Wakanda forever.
Later, guys. Bye, nerds.
You've been listening to Two Nerds in a Garage podcast. If you're having fun nerding out with us, please subscribe on Apple Podcasts. Rate and review, as it really helps others find the show and helps us. We're also on all of your other favorite podcast apps, as well as on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
This show is supported by our listeners just like you. Please visit twonerdsinagarage.com to find all the ways you can help keep supporting us, including our merch shop and direct donations through PayPal. Thank you again for being on this hero's journey with us.